It was 1999, bonfire night, when the red mist first enveloped his character traits. He found himself with no control over his fists, wailing on some dickhead's face from his council estate. See, many moons have passed since the hope of a 2.4 landlubber lifestyle were being smashed into smithereens. It was a year ago this very day that the intravenous sludge pumping had taken off at a wild speed. He found himself a regular at the phone boxes, cherry Lambrini bicarb from the corner shop, back to the mold covered wormhole mattress stain, practice backy packs full of flints and butts stinking, nuff guzzling drugs, vein deposit lumps clogging his mug, stuck in the mud that AM doth greet him. Spastic Max sat in a deluge of acid tabs, flame retardant tracky pants and garage rap sketching. Seldom seen was he between A to B, missions to spaghetti junctions, paints on the underpass, hanging off the highest bridge, Rangoon's quackathon, throwing breeze blocks through speeding windscreens passing. He would climb electricity mains and cut the power from his hometown and ruin the streets, reeling in the panic and clutching cul-de-sac hedgerows, watching single mothers sparking matches in the darkness of their living rooms. His grief flourished like anthill communities, couplets from an undercurrent colour source beneath the grey, concrete corridors and monoliths in and around the pissy stairwells and pissy lifts in which he found his peace. Beneath the breadline, bread knives sliced at the smart price, car crimes, carnage is hair grey. Cracked enamel pegs inside a garbage pail, kid cabbage patch tapping veins until the sun decayed. He moved inland for better dope, cast away bastard face, forgot the names of his schoolmates. He moved inland like seagulls sacking off trawlership cast offs for landfill luncheon. The coastline haunted his thoughts, so he thought ever more about taking a saw to his neck side. He had visions of blood dripping over the floor of his 4x4 foot box bedroom next life. He'd open paperbacks but only paint the pages black and use a magnifying glass to spark a map of memories. Words would get deleted quicker than a 100 meter dash, another night laden with some fear and loathing imagery. You might have known him, the man behind those ram raids, the man behind the letter bomb sent out to several primary schools. You might have known him as the dude who scampered down the side of your house and made off with your penny farthing bicycle. He used to watch the freight trains, he used to fish for carp and beat his catches to a rancid mush with heavy ended claw hammers. He used to sneak into the cinema and sit in front rows and laugh his head off to the Hammer horror matinees. He used to talk to people, and people used to talk him too. That was way before the crack, the horse, the drugs, the sniffing glue. That was way before the days of simply nicking pissy booze and jumping queues of peep shopping for shitty supermarket food. See, life wasn't shipshape, life was shitmate. Life was hookers tied to his bed frame with grip tape, blindfolded piss games, neck curtain shit stained, fist gape, listening to Rick James mixtapes. He was his mother's only baby pains, his mother's only Labor Day, his mother's one and only angel saint. His mother never thought she'd see a grave before the day that Max was raking cash and chasing payments to the stock exchange. His mind felt heavy, cracked skull, matter case, fragile flesh with lead bricks sat inside throbbing. He felt his face change shape and time ebbing away, the vital signs of life ankle deep inside a teak office. Sitting in the fourth dimension, he felt the raw depression of 40 horsemen stretching his organs, awful essence. He was ever omnipresent as a portal peasant, looking in the mirror clock, a devil dressed in his reflection. During thunderstorms, he found peace with life. He saw the rain as writing letters with Jesus Christ, and with his fingers he'd scribe letters across the sky, in the hope the constellations would free his mind. But deep inside his rancid flat, light flicker movements mapped, white face, wrinkled grimace, lager cans and backy gash, lost in the soil for the spastic Max, 6 foot 2, 6 foot box, 6 feet deep in the cancer tank.